Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Neflam and Aleph of the days, the Mishnah is describing the Kohen Gadol. It says that you bring him you spread out a sand shavutz, pashat, yored, v'tavol, olav, and estapot. Mentions that he dries himself off. Mishnah Melech, Enochas Avedi Shem, Kippur, and Pek, Beis, Allah, and Beis, says, what's the pshat, he dries himself off? Is that just Urcha de Milsa? The Mishnah is just describing what he does, because when you go to the mikveh, you dry yourself off. Or is there a din? Is there a chiyuv that he has to dry himself off? He says, Lashon HaRambam is mashmir is a chiyuv. But why would it be that way? What's wrong if he doesn't dry himself off and puts on his big day self when he's all wet? So the Mishnah Melech said, there's a din chatzitza. The Gemara in Zvachim, that Daf Yutes Siman Aleph talks about, if a wind comes and separates the clothing from his body, that's a din of chatzitza. He's not considered to be wearing the big day kuna. So if he's wet, so that could be a chatzitza. That's what the Mishnah Melech says. Also the Mishnah Achreina on the Mishnayis and Masechtas Parah, Paragil Mishnah Ches says the same thing. But Achreina ask Akasha, the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, Simcha Chav Zayin brings this question. He wants to speak about it. The Shlosh says you have to wash the forehead where your tefillin is to make sure there's no chatzitza there. He wants to know if you have to dry it. So he brings down this Mishnah Lamelech, that if you're wet, so it's a chatzitza between you and the clothing. There's also an Amud Yar we're going to speak about. Let's say you just washed your hands and you want to hold the lulav and esrog, the mekayim the mitzvah. The shaila, is that a chatzitza? So he brings the Maram Sachim, discusses when the floor of the Azar is bloody from the blood of the Karban Pesach, they shechted so many Karban Pesachs, how could they be Yetzid Aveda? Their feet have to be on the floor. There's a din. There can't be a chatzisa between the feet and the floor. And the Gemara says, because it's a liquid. A liquid is not chatzitz. Oh, so you see in first Gemara, the liquid is not chatzitz. As I pray in the Achreinim on the Mishnah Lamelech. So, the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah says, the answer is because in the regular conventional din chatzitza, a liquid is not chatzitz. Blood on a woman's skin to go to the mikveh is not chatzitz if it's a liquid. But here, by Big Day Kuna, the Mishnah Melech specifically said that then if a wind comes, which is not normally a chatzitza, but here, Big Day Kuna have to be al basari, they have to be on the skin, even if it's something wet in between, that could be a problem. And the Igros Meisha says this also. Someone asked him this question on the Mishnah Melech, Rav Simcha Wasserman, and Rav Moshe Feinstein answered Mamish's question. The only thing is, that Mudei Ar asked a question on this, and he was discussing about the Lulav, that the Gemara in Zvachim learns out the din of the feet having not to have a chatzitza between the feet and the floor from Big Dikun, at least according to Taisus. Ramesh says maybe the Mishnah Malach was going to Rashi, but that could be a problem. That's what Achrayim speak about. If the feet is also learned out from Big Dikun, how can you have a difference if by the feet to the floor we're saying something about is not chatzitz, and by the clothing you say it is chatzitz? Now, Kuvit is two dinim. There's a din chatzitza, and that doesn't apply to wet. There's another din of al-basari, and that's not learned out to the feet being on the floor. Rav Meisher says this and others. There are other achreinim that say other reasons why they should dry himself off. The Meshech Chachma says that there's a din that the ksein is bad kaidish. It has to be new linen. And if you make it wet, it already becomes worn out linen, and that wouldn't work for kain, that wouldn't work for the big dekuna. The Meshech Chachma's mashmas dafka din and big dekuna, but even if afterwards it dries off. Others, the Har Maria and the Tiferes Yisrael, say stam, that big dekuna that are wet are considered dirty, and you're not allowed to have dirty big dekuna. That would be the new big dekuna, but when they dry off, then they'll be okay. But maybe he didn't want to wait for the big dekuna to dry off, that's why he had to dry himself off. He's at a different time. And there's the Archa Shulchan Asad, he says, no, there's no din you have to dry yourself off. He argues on the Mishnah Melech. The Eker, the Mishnah is telling you a Chiddush that there's no problem of Schita. He brings a Raya from the Piyat of the Seder Aveda. He doesn't mention drying himself off. I says no such din. One more nekuda, kiddush yadav raglav. The Mishnah says, right? He does the tefillah, puts on the big dezav, and does kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Rashi says minakir, and so does the Rav, the Bar Tanura. So the Taisus Yantav says not really. There's a Mishnah later on Daf Mem Gilmam and Beis that says that every day you do kiddush yadayim raglayim from the kir, but on Yom Kippur you use a kitin shosav, you use a golden basin. The Rosh says Menachir and Shel Zav. Here, the Rosh has this halachas that are saved in Ravida. But Rashi says Menachir. So the Rashash already brings that the Yerushalmi has a machlekes over there on that Mishnah. Does that mean all the Kiddush Yadayim for claims are Bekin Shel Zav? Or maybe the first one has to be Menachir. That's what the Yerushalmi has a machlekes. So the Rashi and the Rav, which then with the man, the Yomah, the first one was Menachir. But what's the Pshat? Why is it different the first one and the other ones? The Brisker Rav says that the machlekes of the first one could be from the kir, has to be from the kir or not, is a machlekes in general. Does Kiddush Yadayim for a glayim, is there a mitzvah lechatchil that should be from the kir? But the Eved, as long as you have water in the Kli Sharis, that's good enough. But is there a mitzvah lechatchil to do from the kir? That's the machlekes in the Yerushalmi. But how come the other ones are done from the Kiddush Shel Zav? So the Brisker Rav says there's two dinim. There's a din of Kiddush Yadayim that's a requirement for every Aveda. That's where there's a machlokes if the chachila has to be done from the kir. But the din kiddush yadayim reglayim that's done when he changes his clothing, that's a different din. That's a special din on Yom Kippur. That's not a din mitzad da'aveda. That's not ma'akev, like the Gemara says later. That's not ma'akev. If he didn't do a kiddush reglayim, he's yaitz da'aveda. The regular kiddush reglayim is ma'akev. What's the pshat to dinim? The din of the regular kiddush reglayim, that's a machlokes if it has to be done from the kir. But the ones that the regular, the Kiddush HaRaglayim of the other, the changing of the clothing, that certainly doesn't have to be done from the kir. But I'll go upon him, Rashi could stim with that man, the Yom and the Yerushalmi. The first one, since it's a regular Kiddush HaRaglayim, should lechatchila be done from the kir.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.